All right, guys, welcome to another Bodro Breakdown. So I wanted to talk a little bit today about parenting. So we talk about our kids, we talk about education, we talk about education versus school, and we talk about, you know, all of these things we want to do to set our kids up for success. But I think one of the areas that we really get uncomfortable talking about is how we parent our kids and kind of the current trends, because there's always trends in parenting too. And I think we fail to talk about that a lot of times. So I wanted to kind of talk about that today. And so this is more for parents. And one of the things I'll use myself as an example. I always knew how to be the perfect parent until I had kids, right? And it's the same thing. And it's one of the best things that I can do. One of the best examples I can give to business owners is, you know, if they're starting a new business, you're starting a startup, one of the best examples I can give to them is if they are a parent, I can relate that to parenting, because I tell them, you know, just like before you became a parent, you knew how to be the perfect parent. And then you have kids and you realize, oh my gosh, it's way harder than I ever thought it would be. You also know intellectually you're gonna love those kids more than anything else, but then when you have the kids, it's a whole nother level, right? And starting a business is very much the same way. It's a lot harder than you think it would be, but you also enjoy it, you know, more than you think you would be. So there's these interesting parallels, but because of that, I think there's a lot of times we just fail to talk about being a parent and what that looks like. So this message is for all of you parents right now when it comes to your kids. And so I want to talk about just three things in particular. And the first one is the concept of leading by example. Everybody knows you want to lead by example. We talk about that, but it stays kind of this esoteric, almost kind of this abstract sort of concept, right? Leading by example. So what exactly do we mean when we're talking about leading your kids by example? If you want your child to have a positive outlook on life, lead by example. If you want your child to handle difficult situations in somewhat of a stoic fashion, if you want them to stay calm, if you want them to be able to think through things, if you want them to have a growth mindset, whatever that is that you want for your child, you know, we're very quick to look at experiences. We've got to get them, you know, we want them socialized. So we want to make sure they are, you know, going to gymnastic class and that they have dance class and that they're in the right school and they're with the right friends and we're very proactive about doing all of these things. And a lot of times we fail to just see what does it look like when they're in our own house. One of the things that I always say is your kids will come through you more than they come from you. Your kids will do what you do before they ever do what you say. You need to be the example that you want to see from your child. That's much more important that it starts at home. That whole socialization piece, and I've got to get them talking to this person in front of all, it really starts with just having simple adult-like conversations at home. And then they can take that other places. So you are, you know, your house, your home, your relationship with your kid is really that breeding ground for who they are going to be. That is setting that foundation. So leading by example really looks like that. The second thing that I want to point out is that we need to continue to have a growth mindset. Now this ties right in with number one, leading by example. If you want them to have a growth mindset of continuously moving forward, you've got to have examples of that in your own life. If you're the dad that, and I'm not knocking people that play video games, but if you're the dad that comes home and goes straight to video games and the video games take up the majority of the night versus parenting, your kids are going to learn, again, by example, that you don't put an emphasis on that growth mindset. Your growth, where your areas of moving forward and trying to get better are relegated to that video game. You're trying to get better at the video game, but that's not necessarily obviously the growth mindset that you want to perpetuate. So the example that you give as far as how you're trying to grow in your own life, in your own relationship, and being super open and super honest about that with your kids has never been more important than it is now. Transparency for them is a huge part of the relationships. Other generations were taught there are certain things you don't talk about, and you don't talk about money, and you don't talk about But what has happened is we've created a generation of kids that now no longer understand how to have a conversation around money or around religion, around certain topics that were always seen as taboo. Kids want to have that transparency with one another. They want to have that transparency with the adults in their life. They want to have that transparency with their parents. So if you want to instill that growth mindset, talk about the trials and the tribulations that you're facing. Talk about your personal challenges at work. Show them, you know, your personal challenges with finances, what it takes to run the house. You instill that growth mindset of how you are going to move forward and get better in your own life and bringing them along with that. When it comes to education, you know, the growth mindset is something that's kind of one of the buzzwords lately, and Carol Dweck's done a great job of explaining that, you know, in a number of books, and Mindset that she wrote is a phenomenal book, and I recommend it to any parent. But when we start talking about education and growth mindset, we've got a disconnect. So we talk about growth mindset in terms of we've got to have more rigor is what we always kind of say in school. And so rigor has been termed for more of the same old, same old, more of the standardized tests, more testing for kids, more data-driven kind of things. This is kind of how we look at the growth mindset for Acton. I compare it to, you know, we operate in kind of these extremes in society. You've got kind of the unschooling extreme, and you've got the you know, standardized test extreme. And I think Acton's right there in the middle. And I give this example. If your student is a boat, if they're a boat in the harbor and they're tied to a dock, that's more your traditional school model, right? Like they're tied right there. They're gonna learn about everything that's out there in the ocean, sitting there, looking at it far away, never actually going to explore it. They're gonna take a test on the things that are in the ocean. They're gonna take a test on all the places they could potentially go, and they're gonna be told all those things, but they're gonna be tied right there to that dock. And then you have kind of the unschooling model that, by the way, I'm not a fan. I mean, unschooling is fantastic. It works for a lot of people, but you've got that unschooling model that just says, hey, we're gonna push you out into the water so that you can see, you know, all the things that are there, but we're just gonna kind of let the tide go. And wherever the tide goes and takes you, you're gonna see wherever that tide goes. Acton really tries to say, okay, you're a boat, we're gonna untie you from the dock, and we're gonna slap a motor on you, and we're gonna give you a GPS, and then you are going to purposefully, intentionally go explore. Whether you like it or not, you can stick around for a little bit, but then you're gonna intentionally go somewhere else. That's the example of the growth mindset we need to set at home. Are we intentional in front of our children about pursuing something? And are we talking to them about being intentional about pursuing something as well? And then the third thing, you know, kind of some advice for parents, and I think this is the biggest one. Stop parenting based on other people's expectations of you as a parent. One of the biggest things that we run into are parents who are super worried about college. Not because they think it's necessarily the best thing for their child, but because they want to have that Harvard bumper sticker on the back of their car to say my child is going there, because it makes them feel like they've done a good job parenting, because they're parenting based on the expectations of other parents. They're parenting based on the expectations of their own parents and how they should be parenting their kids, or their friend next door and how they view you as a good parent. Like, they're parenting based on that rather than parenting based on who their kids are. And I think that's a huge mistake, and it's to the detriment of our kids. You need to parent your kids based intuitively on who they are, and that means different. I have three different children at home. I parent them three different ways because they're three different people. I don't respond to anybody in the exact same fashion as anybody else because my relationship with every single person is unique. It's individual. It doesn't change just because it's your kids. There's no universal parenting law. This is the way we parent everybody. Of course, there are certain systems that you have in place, but your relationship with them is unique. But what should never, ever come into play is the way you parent them based on, but what is this person gonna think about this conversation right now? Or what is this person gonna think about my kids? If my kid doesn't want to go to college, and by the way, check out my man TK Coleman's arguments, bad arguments for college right now. It's phenomenal what he's putting out there right now. Is a great thing. You wanna check that out. But, you know, we don't sit there and go, okay, if my child doesn't wanna go to college, that's fine, and I think they're gonna be okay, but what are the other parents gonna think of me? And what are my friends gonna say? Oh, he's just going to junior college right now, or he's gonna take this. That's garbage. You parent based on that unique child. What do he or she need? Period. What other people say, think, that part does not matter. If you're focused on that intentional growth for them, stop parenting based on other people's decisions. So that's top three for you new parents. I'm interested to hear, do you have any other ones? Do you have any other ones that you would add? I've gotten some great comments from the other Bojo's breakdown. So add below if you've got some other things that you would put in as a parent, or something for other parents to think about. Put those in the comments below and let's start a discussion around that. But hope you guys have a great day. Absolutely look forward to connecting with you all again soon. Bye-bye.